Live tonight from Grand Park in Westfield, Indiana, it's the GLBC Baseball Championship Tournament on the William Jewell College Sports Network as the Cardinals open up play in this double elimination tournament against the number one seed from the East, the University of Southern Indiana. Nowak, a junior, stands 6'2". He weighs 205 pounds, and he steps onto the rubber from the backside. Here we go. Signs by catcher Ryan Bertram, and the first pitch on the way. It's a fastball hit toward the right side and through off the glove of the second baseman rolling into right field. And Standifer sees the first pitch of the tournament and whacks it through the right side for a base hit just off the glove of Sam Griggs. Well, not a bad start. And now with Standifer at first base, it's Garrett McKenzie, first team all-conference, the junior hitting 354, and the long ball has returned to his game. 12 home runs, 47 RBI, and 67 hits also led the Cardinals in that category. Cardinals at first and second in a 1-0 game, and there's a pitch on the outside corner, a called strike to Drew. 28 walks for Drew Standifer this year. A young man from Independence and Fort Osage High School. Just a junior. He digs in, is checking the runner at second twice. Now a line drive the other way. It's got a chance. It sinks in. It falls in there. They'll wave the runner around. Here is the throw from Johnson all the way through. Sliding in safely is Leaper. The ball gets away from the catcher, and the runners will move up. A little slicer toward the left field line by Standifer. It was picked up by Buddy Johnson on a bounce. His throw bounced to the plate two or three times, slowing down as it got there. And just as it got there, sliding in hard was Leaper. The ball squirts away from Bertram, and the runners move up an extra base as Standifer ends up at second, and Waheed goes into third. Pitch comes and it's over the plate. He hits it deep to right center field. It will bounce up against the wall. One run in. A second run headed for the plate. McKenzie to second base. He is knocked in two, and the Cardinals lead it 4-0. Waheed and Standifer both score. And that's where that ball and the throw to the plate really hurts, because Standifer ended up at second base on that play, and he comes in easily without a throw from second base on the double by McKenzie. Garrett McKenzie knocks in two. He stands at second base with his 48th and 49th RBI of the year, and Tracy Archuleta goes out to the mound to talk to his right-handed pitcher. The Cardinals are up 4-0. Miller pivots out of the box. Now the lefty is back in. He has an even stance, and he's up on the plate with two strikes. McKenzie, a normal lead at second base, is checked by the pitcher. Here is the throw, and it's just outside. One ball, two strikes. Nowak cannot agree on a sign with Bertram. Now he does. And the slide step in the delivery is popped foul by Miller again. He has been just a little bit late on Nowak. That time he was also. I'll tell you, this field, and I know we're looking through a kind of tinted glass at it, but it just seems like it's dark at this time of night. It doesn't help that it's a cloudy night. Here's the pitch. Miller takes it. It's outside, and the count evens at 2-2. And he started with a walk, then Gray's single. Fielder's choice and an error. Scored a run. A walk to Waheed. An RBI single by Standifer. And McKenzie's two-run double to right center field. Pitch on the way. Miller hits it deep to right field. Going back is Kemp. He's on his horse. He's looking up. And that ball is gone. And the Cardinals lead by six. Andrew Miller with his fourth home run of the year. How about that, Cardinal fans? Andrew Miller turns on one, sends it deep into the night, And the Cardinals get a two-run home run from their senior third baseman. My, oh, my. McKenzie the signs. Kretschmar over the top and misses up high. And it's 2-2. Garrett is the catcher. Miller at third. Waheed short. Forsler second. Christie at first. Pitch fouled again. Drew Standifer, the left fielder for Mike Stockton tonight. Leeper in center and Dane Herbst in right. Leeper is playing dead straight away for Ryan Bertram, a right-handed hitter. Kretschmar drops the hands on the rocker step, delivers, and it's another foul ball. Same spot on the screen, first base side behind home plate. Cards are wearing all gray uniforms tonight. Southern Indiana, white uniforms with red and dark blue trim. Kretschmar's 2-2 on the way, and that's a breaking ball that misses outside and low. It's a dark and cool night. I guess maybe dark night is a little redundant. 63 degrees. The threat of rain, we hope, has gone by. Here's a swing and a miss on a pitch on the inside, and down goes Bertram, and it's a second strikeout for Kretschmar. Two outs in the second inning. Southern Indiana with nobody on base and Drake McNamara to the plate. McNamara is a sophomore from Mount Vernon, Indiana. Had a home run against Indianapolis on Saturday. Flies this one but foul down the right field line, and Kretschmar gets a new baseball from the home plate umpire. McNamara's had a decent sophomore year, you could say. Six home runs to lead the team. 34 runs knocked in. That's pretty good. His average, 314. Takes a strike on the inside. A fastball that tailed on that inside corner. Boy, they've come in bunches tonight, haven't they? We've got, how many times have we put consecutive hits together tonight? Once in the second inning. Let's see. Twice in the sixth inning. Now here in the seventh inning. At least two hits or more in a row. Coleman Waheed drove in a run with a walk. Bases loaded his last time up. Now one out and Waheed fouling it straight back. Coleman has four home runs. Now 24 runs knocked in. Talked about last year's tournament, the win over Bellarmine in the first round. Then we were shut out by Drury, the eventual champions, 2-0. Beat Indianapolis 8-1, and were shut out again by Quincy 5-0. Coleman looks at a pitch down low. Also interesting to note, last year Drury won this tournament as the number 7 seed. This year we're the number 7 seed. We finished 4th in the West, but a coin flip gave us the number 7 designation. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed by the senior. Last year, Drury, in a game delayed by rain for 5 hours, won 7-2 against Quincy in the final. And they were the lowest seed ever to win the GLVC tournament. So this tournament, again, continues to be wide open. Back through the middle, hard shot. They'll go to second for one. The relay by Niemeyer is in time, and it's a 1-6-3 double play to end the inning, and both teams have turned a double play tonight. So the inning comes to a close on the double play ground ball by Coleman Waheed. Cardinals, though, own an 11-0 lead through 6.5. Corporate partners with Jewel Athletics include CC's Pizza, MFS Design, Cirque Physical Therapy, and Fresh Ideas Food Service, the food service on the campus of William Jewell College. I'm Rick Cole, and we go to the bottom of the ninth inning on a dandy night for the Cardinals. There's no question about that. They have a big lead against Southern Indiana and three more outs to go, and they will leave Dylan Pollock in there. The senior will try to finish this one out here after getting the final out in the eighth inning. Cardinals with the lead, and let's hope it stays this way. If it does, we'll play at 5 p.m. Central Daylight Time. Our pregame show will begin at 4:40. That'll be against the Bellarmine University Knights. If we don't hold the lead and we lose, well, we don't want to think about that, but the game would be earlier. Enough said. Signs from Zach Tyson. Pitch on the way. Swung on, missed again. Well, here's the 0-2, and it's up high. One ball, two strikes. Cardinals lead it 12-4 here with two outs in the ninth inning. The right-hander winds and fires, and a hard smash but foul third base past Andrew Miller. Wide of the bag, though, and so the count remains 1-2. Tomorrow's airtime would be at 4:40 Central Daylight Time. Pitch on the way. Fly ball. Leaper going to the right center field gap. He is there and makes the catch. And the Cardinals have knocked off Southern Indiana. And they did it with 7 runs in the second inning, 4 runs in the sixth inning, and 1 run in the eighth inning to win it by a score of 12-4. Highlights, totals, and Mike Stockton coming up in a moment on the William Jewell College Sports Network.